please stand and join us as we sing Great is Thy Faithfulness, hymn number 54.
Take your Bibles, if you will, this morning and open to the book of Psalms, Psalm chapter 13. And I've entitled this message this morning, Seek Him. As I've told you before, all of these Psalms that we're doing in our Psalms, Summer in the Psalms, have to do with Jesus. And this one is the same. So let me begin, before we get into the scripture part, to just ask you a question. I mean, has there ever been a time in your heart and in your life, when you've been seeking God with all of your heart and all of your soul, and you've asked the Lord, where are you, God? Where is God when I really need Him? Why is it that God seems so far away? Why is it that when I pray, all I seem to get back is a hollow echo? Why is it that sometimes the heavens just seem empty? What's wrong? When am I going to get relief and release? How long, O Lord, how long? Well, I want you to listen to this psalm as we read it together and see if this psalm resonates with you. Would you stand as we read God's word in honor of His word? Psalm 13, verse 1 through verse 6. To the choir master, a psalm of David. verse 1. How long, O Lord, will you forget me forever? How long will you hide your face from me? How long must I take counsel in my soul and have sorrow in my heart all the day? How long shall my enemy be exalted over me? Consider and answer me, O Lord my God. Light up my eyes, lest I sleep the sleep of death, lest my enemy say I prevailed over him, lest my foes rejoice because I am shaken. But I have trusted in your steadfast love. My heart shall rejoice in your salvation. I will sing to the Lord because he has dealt bountifully with me. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we want to thank you for your word this morning. Use it in our hearts and our lives to strengthen those who are believers, to remind us of where our focus needs to be. And Lord, I pray that you would also help those who may have never trusted by faith in Jesus as our Lord and Savior with the testimony of the baptisms we've had this morning, the testimony from our youth, the testimony of your word. Father, I pray you would use that to draw others to faith in Christ this morning too. We give you all that we have and all that we are. We surrender to you and ask for your will to be done. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. You can be seated. Now, this psalm is obviously written by a person who is deeply in distress here. It's a very deep and personal psalm. We don't know what the exact occasion of it is. We know that David wrote it. We know there were many occasions in David's life where he struggled. Some other times that you read in the scriptures where in the Psalms where he was struggling as he was being chased by Saul and Saul was seeking after his life. Maybe that's what this was written about when Saul was chasing him. And David prays here in this psalm and says to God, "Oh God, help me out of this predicament. Lord, see me through. Give me an answer. Give me some light. Give me some hope, God, please." And there seems to be no answer when he prays all of that. It seems to him as if the heavens are silent. You know, we've all been there at that place in our lives. I'm not exempt to that. None of you are. We've all been at that place. I mean, maybe you have a financial problem. You've prayed and you've asked God for an answer, and not only does the answer not come, the problem seems to get worse. Things seem to be overwhelming. Maybe you have a sickness, and maybe you thought that that sickness was healed, and maybe now you have a relapse, and you've been praying, "Oh God, how long is it going to take for me to get through this thing?" Maybe you have a child who's strayed away from the Lord and it's breaking your heart, a son or a daughter, and you've been praying.